Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
So much technology today when we're looking for answers. I hope nobody's phone goes off right now, but we can just get up and say, hey, Siri. And then I don't get anything right now. But we can ask that. We can even say, hey, Google, get everything. Everything's so smart with all of this AI and artificial. And I like that first word, artificial intelligence. And I was lying there so much at our fingertips that sometimes we just want to exclude the source. And we only want to deal with the resource. And as I was lying there, God just placed in my spirit just that. What you want, what you're looking for, what you're trying to find. You may think you've been talking to me, but he just said, just ask God. That's what he said. I don't know what anybody's going through, what challenges he's facing, but he said, just ask God. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son ask bread, will he give him? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? And look at God here. He says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that what? And I just sat there and I was like, oh my goodness. But then God begins to explain to me, he says, now everybody can't just ask me for something. He said, everybody can't just run up to me and start asking things of me and I don't know. And when he dropped that in my spirit, immediately the book of Psalms just came to mind when he said, just ask God over in Psalm chapter 34. Verse 8, it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. God is saying, if you want to find out just how good I am, you just need a little taste. He says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in me. See, God is saying now, you just got to ask. But anybody can't ask me. You got to be my child. And if you're my child and you ask me, you got to trust in me. Trust that I will provide. And we trust that I will provide what you ask. Oh, shall we ever take and see my goodness? God is saying this morning that if you want to taste of his greatness, all you got to do is ask him. He says, why can I ask him? Well, he's the one who made me. He's the one that knows you from the inside out. He's the one that knows. knows your struggle. He's the one that knows your hurt, your pain, and he's the high priest who understands because he felt your pain as well. He says, you need to ask me because I am the omniscient God. I am all-knowing. There's nothing that takes me by surprise. He says, I am from everlasting to everlasting. I am the Ancient of Days. I am the one who created heaven and earth. Just they don't understand all the components of how things are put together, but God says, just ask me because I believe you. He says, you need to ask me because I am omnipotent. He says, I am the all-powerful one with an unlimited amount of power. There is nothing too hard for him to do. He is waiting on us as children to ask him to do the impossible until he can show up and do the impossible. And he said, you can ask me because I'm the present. I am God who is everywhere at all. So he says, ask me. But not everybody can ask. And not everyone in any position can ask. But then he took me over to the book of Philippians, if you go there with me. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6. Really holding it on this. Just ask God. He says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And look at verse 7. And the peace of God. Do you want some peace? God's peace is that peace that passes all understanding, that peace that lets you have good sleep, and the peace that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. God is saying here, don't be anxious. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. All you got to do is just ask me in prayer. And while you're praying, just strengthen you a little bit. Just throw your hands up and say, thank you, Father, for blessing me. Thank you. And let your request be made known unto God, and he will supply your need. Some of us say, well, I'm too afraid to ask. Well, go over to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, in verse 16. God prays to them as they say, just ask. Hebrews 4 and 16 says, let us therefore come what? Boldly. You can't be afraid to come and ask. I'm going to make it plain for my young people. When y'all really want something from your mom and your dad, don't let it stop you. You just come and straight up ask, Mama, can I have $50? And then they may throw on that piece. Daddy, can I have a key to the car? Do they come boldly? They're not afraid at all. And that's how Jesus is saying here, let us therefore come boldly with to the throne of grace. We come boldly there and ask that we can have mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. God is saying, just come and ask me. You can come boldly with your request. You are my child. Just step up and ask me. Because some of us may not need something physical. We may need some mercy. We may need somebody to have mercy on us. You don't believe me? Turn with me to Luke chapter 18. This man wasn't afraid to ask God. He wasn't afraid to come boldly before the throne to ask him for what he needed. Matthew chapter 18. And I'm going to look at verse 38. Well, I'm going to start at 35. And it said, and it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the way side gate. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. What's all that noise? What's all that commotion? What's going on? And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. Oh, How many of y'all want Jesus to pass by right now? Because if he passes by, will you come boldly? And he cried, saying, Thou Son of David, what? Have mercy on me. You saw over there in Hebrews, he said, let us come boldly so that we can obtain mercy. And this man cried out, saying, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they went before him, told him, they rebuked him, they said, man, be quiet. That he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more. He kept on crying. How many of you are still crying out to God? Still cry. Don't give up. Don't give up. He said, just ask me. He wants to hear. He will hear your cry. And this man was yelling, and they said, man, why don't you be quiet? Don't you know who that is? That Jesus. You don't want to be bothered with all that noise, all that commotion. This man said, that's Jesus. And that's God. That is God in the flesh who has all power. He can open my eyes. He can make me whole. Jesus, oh, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. How many of you are willing to get loud for what you want? And verse 40, and Jesus stood and commanded them to be brought up to him. Jesus said, go get him. Go get him and bring him to me. And guess what he said? He said unto him, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight. What? Thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight. And then he did what? He followed Jesus. And he glorified God. And all the people, when they saw it, they gave what? Praise unto God. God said, well, that sounds so easy. But why are we scared of that? Some of us fear that. But we got a child of God. But if we are a child of God, some of us ask. My Bible tells me we have not because what? We ask not. But James also goes on to say, you ask him for the wrong reason. God is saying, clarify this thing when you ask me. You're asking for the wrong reason. You want it for your own satisfaction, your own pleasure. You want to do things just for yourself. But he says, I'm not blessing you just for you. I'm blessing you so that you can be a blessing to others. That's why we don't have because we ask for this. We've been asking, but we've been asking for the wrong reason. Also, Bible tells me over in the book of Psalms, chapter 66, Psalm 66, rather, verse 18, God's not going to hear you because you have iniquity in your heart. He says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord won't hear me. What do you need to get out of your heart? What are you harboring? What won't you let go? Who won't you forgive? We are asking God, he said, just ask me, but I need you to ask me in the right way. What you won't let go of, who you, why you're holding on to this, why you won't release that. You want me to release the blessings, but you won't release your sister. You want me to release blessings, but you won't release your brother. He said, let it go, you're harboring things in your heart. Why else won't hear you? Because you're still in sin. You're still in sin. You're not a born-again child of God. But all you have to do is say, Father, forgive me. Because his word says that if you confess, and you confess, it says he is faithful and just to forgive. He said, some of us are so proud, we don't even want to ask for forgiveness ourselves. We want to run around and do things in our own strength, in our own power. But God said, if you just ask me, I'll forgive you. He says, I can't hold on to things. He says, I love you so much. All I want you to do, I'm desiring to give you what you need. I'm desiring to give you what you want. But all you got to do is get that. God won't hear those who reject him. Those, I like this one, who turn a deaf ear to the cry of the poor. Over in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 13, it talks about whosoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself cannot be good. And you ask him things for the wrong reason, when we got people who need help. We got people who need a friend. When we have people who need us to be there just to support and to listen to them. But yet we want to ask God for all this material stuff. And we do nothing with it to help somebody. But you see, God is so loving that he desires to give you goodness. He gave you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you. And the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. Isn't that a perfect gift? Now see, if we understand that, then we can begin to understand that when I ask God for something, he will answer me. See, I'm reminded of Hannah over in the Old Testament. That's found over in 1 Samuel 1, 9 through 28. She was barren, and she wanted a child so bad. She got down on her knees in the temple, and she prayed, and she prayed, and she made a vow to the Lord, and God answered her prayer. She asked with insincerity. Even David, when he had lost some stuff over in 1 Samuel, chapter 30, verse 8, he went to the Lord and said, Lord, what is it that I should do? Should I, he inquired of the Lord, should I pursue him? God said, pursue him, and you shall recover all. Abraham, this is the one I like, Abraham, who was a friend of God. God said with him that he was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham, looking all the things of others over in Genesis chapter 18, verse 23 through 33, he said, Lord, are you going to destroy the righteous with the wicked? And there, Abraham began to bargain with God. He wasn't afraid to ask, and if you look at his motives, was he asking for himself? No. Was he asking God to do something that would only benefit him? No. He was asking, Lord, over in Genesis 18, verse 24, he said, peradventure, there be 50 righteous within this city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are there? He was asking God. He was talking face to face with God, asking him. And God looked on him and said, you know, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous people, I will spare all the places for their sake. Now, this just made me think about coming boldly before the throne of grace. Because Abraham got a little bold with it. Verse 27, he said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust in ashes. I'm talking to you, but I'm just made out of dust and ashes. You know, I'm nobody, Lord. I'm nobody. But he said, Lord, wilt thou destroy the city for lack of fire? And God said, if there be 40 in fire, I won't destroy the city. Now, look at this conversation this man is talking about. He is asking God. Verse 29, and he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40. Found there. He don't walk it down from 50 to 40. God said, I will not do it for 40. Abraham said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. He's had some boldness. Because God done told you, I'm about to destroy this city. And here you are asking me. And then he comes, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Perfect. There shall be 30. Found there, God said, I will not do it if I find 30. So this man had walked God down from 50 to 30. And then verse 31, he said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure. There's some boldness now. This is so perfect. There shall be 20 found there. He's talking to God face to face. That bowl is coming before the throne. You put it out there. He said, I will not destroy the 20. He thought it was 50, now he's down to 20. I'm going to tell y'all something bold. And he said, Abraham again, I'm telling you about asking God now. I'll give you an example. Abraham went to God and was asked. He was asking on behalf of those people. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. This is verse 13. And I will speak yet, but this one will be. Peradventure, him shall be found in. And God said, Abraham, if I find truth, I won't destroy the city. Now, what did you get out of that? Abraham asked. But he wasn't just asking for his own son. But he came bold and he asked God for something. He didn't want that city to be destroyed. But ultimately, we find out that the city was destroyed because they were some unrighteous and unholy people. But it goes to show you that if the righteous are there, God has an ear. I'm reminded of the scripture that tells me, I've been young and now I'm old, but yet have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. God said, just ask. Just ask. How many of us have something right now that we want God to do? He says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desire of your heart. Now, just because God says ask doesn't mean that he is just a big Walmart and you have an unlimited gift card where you can just go in and say, give me some of these, Lord. Give me some of this. And I want some of that. And I want it right now. And I want 15 of those and 20 of those. Oh, no. Turn me to the book of John. John chapter 14. And I'm going to start at verse 11. Jesus said, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he also do. And greater work than these shall he do before I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, what does he say? That will I do. He said that the Father may be what glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Go to John 15 and verse 7. If ye abide in me, you are with me. And my words abide where? In you. Oh, see, we're getting this ass thing down now. If ye abide in me, Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my words, what are his words? My words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye what will, and it shall be done unto you. But now you got to understand this thing. See, because if Christ abides, if you abide in Christ, and his words abide in you, you see, there's a whole lot going on right there. Because if you have Jesus on the inside and the Holy Spirit, and they're communicating with the Father in heaven, you're not going to ask anything outside of the will of God. That's why he says, if you ask anything in my name, under his authority, the things that he would do, he says, you ask, I'll do it. But if you ask anything inside of my will, why wouldn't God grant it? And the reason why we can't get what we want, because sometimes, one, we are out of the will of God, and we are not asking the will of God. Well, how will I know his will? If his words abide in you. If his words are on the inside of you, you're going to know his will, because his will is the mind of God. And what is the revealed mind of God? It is the absolute word of God. And the Bible tells me that thy words have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Oh, it is the word. Thy word is truth. And so if you want the truth on the inside of you, and if you have God on the inside of you, the word of the Lord on the inside of you, you are fellowshipping and communicating with Him, you can't help but know the will of God. And then when you're lined up with God and your will becomes His will, and His will is your will, and there's one will, oh my goodness, if you like yourself in Him, He'll turn around and give you some of the things you desire. But all we got to do is just got to learn how to ask. And when we learn how to ask, oh, God is waiting to do something for you. He's not promising you prosperity. He's promising you everything in His will. He's going to give it to you. And God is saying, I'll supply all of your needs according to my riches, which is in glory. And God told me to tell you today that thing that you want, all you got to do is ask. If it's in His will, He'll do it. What you say, well, healing is in His will. Yes, it is. If you line up with God, I'm here to tell you that He is still Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Oh, He is a God who provides. He will be there. All you got to do is ask. You say, ask what you will. How many just stand to you? How many of you got something you want God to do right now? If you need Him to move on your behalf right now, just come to the altar right now. Because God is saying, ask me right now.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.